Sanskrit is such a beautiful language. And actually from the language you can understand the profundity of the culture and the elevation of that civilization. People tend to think that in the past the world was uncivilized, barbaric, but actually the civilization was much more advanced before than it is now. And the Vedic culture is the original culture of human civilization, or the original civilization of this world. And can you imagine, this language was spoken since time immemorial. It's not that something developed recently. At least we know that 5,000 years ago this was spoken. This was the language that they spoke. And it is not that this language just developed 5,000 years ago. This language is coming down from the beginning of creation. So the important aspect of this verse is this last line of this paragraph, this stanza, that bhuvi grinanti ye bhuri dajana. The one who distributes this Krishna consciousness, he is a bhuri dajana. He is the most munificent personality. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. I will say that this translation was not so accurate. It says bhuvi, the expression bhuvi means all over the world. Specifically this verse is mentioning that the personality who distributes this Krishna consciousness, message of Godhead all over the world, is the most munificent personality. Bhuvi grinanti je bhuri dajana. In order to understand the actual import of this, the importance of this verse, we have to, or this special expression, we have to go back about 500 years ago. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just went after taking sannyas to take shelter of Lord Jagannath. And some of his associates traveled with him, like Nityananda Prabhu, Gopinath Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit. And also some of the very, very exalted residents of Jagannath Puri recognized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when that message reached the king, King Pratap Rudra, the king of Orissa at that time, King Pratap Rudra could not accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He accepted that he is a great personality, great spiritual personality and so forth, but he just couldn't accept that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many others also could not, like for example Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the greatest philosopher and scholar of that time. He also could not accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But eventually he recognized that. That is another incident. I don't want to get into that. But I'll just stick to this episode with King Pratap Rudra. King Pratapudra could not accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri to travel around South India. And after that, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling, then one very wonderful incident actually happened in South India, which convinced King Pratapudra that yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you want to hear about that incident? Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to travel during the day, and at night or in the evening he would stop at some place, and some Brahmana used to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house, and Mahaprabhu used to spend the night in the house. Actually, wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, people just became immediately attracted to him, and many, many people were just following him, and in this way his identity became exposed. Although he was trying to hide his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not. So in South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one night stopped in the house of a Brahmana. His name was Kurma Vipra. And Mahaprabhu spent the night, and the next morning he left. In that village there was a Brahmana, his name was Vasudev. And Vasudev was inflicted with leprosy. You know, it was in a very, very advanced stage. His different parts of his body just melted down. Like, that's what happens in leprosy. Like fingers, nose, the ends of the limbs start to, the flesh and even bone melts. And it's very, very painful disease. And Vasudev was a leper. He was afflicted with leprosy, but he was a very, very exalted personality. He was so compassionate that the worms that used to practically reside on his ulcers and used to thrive on eating those rotten flesh, when they fell off his body, he used to pick them up and put them back onto the ulcers, so that he didn't want to deprive them of their natural food. Although it used to cause him a lot of pain, but he was so compassionate that he used to act in that way. So Vasudev, the next morning, maybe late at night, he got the news that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had come to the village. And when Vasudev went to the house of Kurma Vipra, he found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left. And so he became so heartbroken that he began to cry in pain that, oh, the Supreme Personality of Godhead came so close to me, but I was deprived of his association. And in this way, Vasudev was crying and crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already traveled some distance, but then he came back to the house of Kurma Vipra, and he embraced Vasudev. And as soon as he embraced Vasudev, not only Vasudev's leprosy became cured, his disease became cured, but he got a beautiful form like that of a demigod. His form became so handsome and so beautiful. So this news naturally spread all over, and King Pratap Rudra also got to know about that. And hearing that, King Pratap Rudra became convinced that yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his point was that many people in the past have cured the cured lepers. Curing lepers by saintly personalities was not a big thing, but no one ever embraced a leper. Only a person who has his affection for the living entity like that of a father can act in such a way. And in this way he recognized that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Father of all living entities, and he only can embrace a leper the way he did. Now King Pratap Rudra from that time became very repentant that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he was so close to me, but I am so unfortunate that I couldn't recognize him. Rather, I doubted his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My associate, Ramananda Rai, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Kashi Mishra, Shikhi Mahiti, all these personalities were very, very close to King Pratap Rudra, and they were telling him about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but King Pratap Rudra didn't accept that, and he was lamenting for that how unfortunate I am. And he was waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to return. And it was not sure whether Mahaprabhu would come back to Jagannath Puri. Because those days when somebody took sannyas and left home, he just left home for good. Nobody could ever see him again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was no guarantee, there was no assurance that Mahaprabhu would come back. And so King Pratap Rudra was waiting and praying that maybe someday Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come back and he would be able to have his darshan again. Eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after his tour of South India, came back to Jagannath Puri. And when he came back to Jagannath Puri, King Pratap Rudra became very eager to see him. But when that message was conveyed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declined. He said, no, as a sannyasi, I cannot have anything to do with a king who is the personification of sense gratification. He is a very, very materialistic person. So as a sannyasi, I cannot have anything to do with a king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates like Ramananda Rai and others, they tried to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that no, actually, although he is a king, but he is a great devotee of the Lord. And he is really eager to meet you and have your mercy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not ready to give him his darshan. Then the king became so desperate that king actually decided that he would become a sannyasi. He once declared that, okay, if Mahaprabhu doesn't give me darshan, I will take sannyas and leave home, leave my kingdom and go away. He thinks that I'm a materialist, I will show that I'm not at all attached to my material position. So they tried to pacify the king and said, okay, we will go and request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again. So they went and appealed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And see, this is what the king is saying, so please give him your darshan. Please, just once you meet him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very upset. He said, if you keep on insisting like that, then I will leave this place. You all stay with the king, I am leaving. So they all became very afraid that they didn't want that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would leave Jagannath Puri. So from that time they stopped persuading Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the Ratha Yatra time came, and it is a custom in Jagannath Puri that when the Rath, just before the Rath moves, the king with a broom sweeps the road for the Lord. Now, those days, the different orders of the human society were so strictly defined that a person from higher class will not do the job of this lower class. Like, this is the job of a sweeper, and sweepers are considered to be very, very low class. Now, generally, a king would never sweep a street, or so that was the custom. And I mean, you can well imagine, just to make that point clear, I can say that those days, this understanding or this kind of social conventions were so strict, so rigid, that once a king, a princess was supposed to be married, get married to the king of Orissa, and the king of that other province, Karnat, he got to know that the king sweeps the road. So he said, no, I am not going to give my daughter to a sweeper. So just because the king happens to sweep the road once in a while, he was considered to be a street sweeper. And he did not. And that's another story, another very beautiful incident. So as a result of that, the king was about to go on a fight. It was an insult to the king of Orissa. So the Kshatriyas were very proud people. So if anybody insults them, they would rather die but uphold their pride and family, the glory of the family, or the reputation and dignity of the family. So now the king of the kingdom of Orissa, the state of Orissa, was much weaker than the king of Karnat. But still the king of Orissa decided to go on a fight, to just uphold his family reputation and take revenge of the insult. And when the king was going to fight, he was marching with his soldier, but when he arrived in Karnat, they found that the king had already been defeated. And you know who fought for him before he even arrived there? Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram fought on his behalf and defeated the king. So King Prataprudra was sweeping the street in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, his heart became softened. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, after the chariot started to move, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance in front of the chariot and singing and dancing. And the chariot of Lord Jagannath from the Puri temple comes to a place called Balgandi, between coming to the final destination, the temple of Gundicha. And when the chariot stopped in Balgandi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the garden there next to the road. There is a beautiful garden. So Mahaprabhu was lying under a tree, just resting. And at that time, King Prataprudra came, dressed as an ordinary villager, a farmer. And coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to massage his feet. And while massaging his feet, he started to recite some verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he came to this ninth verse, Tava Katham Ritam tapta jivanam, kovidhir iritam kalmashapaham, shravanamangalam srimadatatam, bhuvi grinanti ye bhuri gajana. When he was reciting that verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just got up and embraced King Pratapudra, and he started to say, Bhurida, Bhurida, indeed he is the most munificent personality. King Pratapudra was reciting this verse with an intention to make a point that you have come to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. You are distributing it, you are giving it without any discrimination to anyone and everyone. But won't you give it to me? I am so fallen, I am so sinful that only I will be deprived of your mercy. With that understanding, he was saying this verse. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and embraced him, obviously not because he was saying, you are so munificent or you are the most munificent. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become so excited? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pointing out to a personality who would come to this world and who would distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world, and indeed he is the most munificent personality. And who is that personality? His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Now you see the link between this verse and Srila Prabhupada. So this actually very clearly indicates the very exalted spiritual position of Srila Prabhupada. Bhuvi grinanti ye bhuri rajana. Distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world. Did Srila Prabhupada do that? Why are you all sitting here today? How come we all are sitting here today? Had Prabhupada didn't come here, would you all be here? Did Prabhupada's teachings change our lives? How many of you think that Prabhupada's teachings have changed your lives? Wonderful. Would your life been changed if Srila Prabhupada didn't come? Or first of all, did it change for better or for worse? Srila Prabhupada actually transformed us completely. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And what is Srila Prabhupada's teaching? Srila Prabhupada's teaching is very simple. Srila Prabhupada's teaching can be summarized in this way, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Did you understand that? Do you agree that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Absolutely. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who are we? Are we the Supreme Personalities of Godhead? Who are we? We are spirit souls. What is our actual identity? Are we our bodies? Or we are spirit souls? We are spirit souls. And the spirit souls are equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. The spirit souls are His parts and parcels. Minute, insignificant parts and parcels. As a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a living entity is qualitatively one with Him, and at the same time different from Him. Qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. That's our identity. Now, He is great, we are small. We are His part. What is the business of a part to the whole? Like your hand is a part of your body. What does your hand supposed to do? Is the hand supposed to be independent of your body? If the hand acts in an independent way, other than the commands of the body, now what will happen? It will simply be a troublemaker. Right? But the hand's business as a part is to serve
the body.
So as, since we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, what is our main business? What is the purpose of our existence? To serve Krishna. And when you serve Krishna, then what happens? We become situated in our spiritual identity. We are spiritual, but now we have become material. Right? We are spiritual, but do we recognize our spiritual identity now? No, we are identifying ourselves with the spirit soul or with the body? With the body. Are we the body? No, we are not the body. Body is made of matter, but we are spirit souls. So we are not this body, but this body is conscious because of the presence of the spirit soul in the body. When the spirit soul leaves the body, what happens to the body? Everybody knows, although you don't want to admit it. What happens to the body when the soul leaves the body? Body dies. Is it surprising that the body dies? No, it's a natural thing. The dead body becomes dead again. What's the surprise? The body made of dead matter is naturally a dead body. Now the body is alive because of the presence of the soul. When the soul leaves the body becomes dead again. Not that the body dies, the body becomes dead again. So our real identity, our actual identity is spiritual. We all are spirit souls. And as spirit souls, we are meant to, we are supposed to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we render our service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then our existence becomes meaningful or finds its ultimate purpose. And that is how we achieve our ultimate perfection. And how that can be done, how can we render service unto Krishna, how can we establish our lost relationship with Krishna? Through devotional service. And how to render devotional service? In order to render devotional service, we have to simply follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To serve the Master means to act according to the command of the Master, order of the Master. So what did Krishna say? What did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told us, you simply chant the holy name of the Lord. So that is the most important service to the Lord. So Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna. And in order to chant Hare Krishna, we have to be properly situated on the path, on the platform of Dharma. And how can we become situated on the platform of Dharma? In order to become situated on the platform of Dharma, we have to give up sinful activities. And all the sinful activities are actually situated on four principal actions. Those activities are meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. So if you want to be free from sinful reactions, then what you have to do? Just abstain from these four sinful acts. Now, is it something, is it a very difficult or complex teaching? Or is it very simple? It's quite simple. Follow the four regulative principles. Now, is it something very difficult or is it something very unusual for one to aspire to follow these principles? Actually, we can see, especially in India, a gentleman would not indulge in these four activities. A civilized person would not eat meat or indulge in non-vegetarian food. He would not indulge in intoxication. He would not indulge in immoral activities, and he won't indulge in falsity, cheating. So, isn't it expected out of a gentleman? In the West, of course, meat eating and intoxication is a very common thing. But you can see that when Prabhupada pointed out that these activities are not to be indulged in, then intelligent class of people, although they were young, they understood Srila Prabhupada's teachings and accepted. When Srila Prabhupada came, he made it very clear that in order to follow me, you have to follow these four regulative principles. Prabhupada even said that if instead of four regulative principles, I had imposed three regulative principles, there would have been a lot more people following me. A lot more people would have come to me. But Prabhupada did not compromise. He said, no, four regulative principles. So to be a member of ISKCON, to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada, one has to follow these four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And when you do that, then what will happen? You will re-establish your lost relationship with Krishna and go back to Godhead. Is it a difficult thing to do? Just follow the four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds a day. And Prabhupada said, if you do that, then I will come and take you back to Godhead. That is the assurance Srila Prabhupada has given. And while practicing this process, we see how this process is naturally purifying us. And from that we can understand, yes, it works. It works. Internally, we develop. And we can see how our hearts are becoming cleansed, our hearts are becoming purified, our consciousness becoming clearer and clearer, and we are actually becoming free from our bodily concept of existence. We are becoming naturally averse or reluctant to sense gratification and developing a higher taste in Krishna consciousness. So this is the gift of Krishna Srila Prabhupada, and this is what this Tava Kathamritam actually means. Tava Kathamritam. Prabhupada is pointing out this Krishna Katha has two aspects. One is what Krishna himself said and what has been spoken about Krishna by his devotees. What Krishna himself spoke is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's instructions, Krishna Katha, is Bhagavad Gita. And what has been spoken about Krishna, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore our emphasis is on these two scriptures mostly, mainly. And as a result of that, these two scriptures are the very essence of the entire Vedas. There are two branches of the Vedic wisdom. One is Upanishad and the other is Puran. And the culmination of all Upanishads is in Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita. And the ripened fruit or the essence of all the Puranas is Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why Srila Prabhupada based his teachings mainly on these two books. And he distributed this Krishna consciousness all over the world through these books. Srila Prabhupada's books are the basis. It is through his books, which is actually fundamentally based on teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, is the foundation of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Therefore, please read Srila Prabhupada's books to understand Srila Prabhupada's teachings and benefit from receiving Srila Prabhupada's most wonderful mercy. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
So, you make it sound so very simple, but I contend that we should go on chanting 16 rounds and following the four regular principles, but still be filled with anarthas and you know, arrogance and fault-finding and so many offenses to the name and to the movie. And, you know, be doing those things and think, well, I'm okay, I'm safe now, because I have that guarantee. So it sounds like too simple or too good to be true.
Yeah. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so munificent, so magnanimous, that that's why it has become so simple. Like, throughout the year, you attend the classes, and you study. No, I'm just going through the thing, citing an example. A student in the school goes through the course throughout the year, and while he is going through that, he does so many other things. He also does so many nonsense. But if he attends the class carefully and does his homework properly, then finally when the exams comes, that is the time to finally understand how much he has learned or whether his attending the classes bore the necessary fruit. So similarly, let us go through our life following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, following the four regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Prabhupada's books, and staying within ISKCON in the association of devotees. Then finally, when the time comes to sit for the exams, that is at the time of death, we will see what the result will be. We are seeing that, how magnanimous, how wonderful Prabhupada's mercy is. And the proof is in the way the devotees are leaving their bodies. There have been devotees who even have just drifted away from ISKCON, had been away from ISKCON for many years. But just before leaving their body, they came back to the association of devotees. And they left their body in such a way that it became clear that they received Prabhupada's mercy. Even those who did not come back, even they received Prabhupada's mercy. I'll just narrate one incident. One of our godbrothers, probably you remember, Prithuputra, he was a sannyasi, he was French. And soon after Prabhupada's disappearance, he actually left ISKCON. And he became very, very degraded. He didn't have any connection with ISKCON whatsoever. But then he developed AIDS. He was in a hospital, and it was at the last stage. So two doctors were just attending him, considering what to do with him in the hospital. And then all of a sudden he just kind of sat up, Prithuputra, and said, "Prabhupada, you came." And he left. The doctors told his girlfriend that this is what, you know, that was his last. And she didn't know Prabhupada. But then, one day, she came across some devotee, and he knew that Prithuputra was a devotee before. So she came and asked, "What is the meaning of this Prabhupada? What is the meaning of this word Prabhupada?" And then this devotee explained, told her. And that's how we actually got to know how Prithuputra left his body. So this is how Prabhupada is bestowing his mercy. Those who have surrendered to Prabhupada, Prabhupada will take care of them. In this respect, I also remember one incident when Vibhishan left Ravana and came to Ramchandra. Then Sugriva saw him And Sugriva thought that he is a Rakshasa who came to cause some damage. So he was just about to kill him right there. Then Vibhishan appealed to him, said, look, I have come not as an enemy, but as a surrendered soul to Ramchandra. So you please go and report to him that I have come to surrender to him. So Ramchandra was reported by Sugriva. Then Ramchandra asked others, Sugriva and others, monkey generals, like what they thought of Vibhishan and what should be done. And they practically, all of them said that he shouldn't be trusted, he's a Rakshasa, we should just kill him, don't trust him. Then Ramchandra asked Hanuman, what is your opinion? Then Hanuman said, from the description it seems that he is an honest person. He came with a sincere attitude. And then Ramchandra admitted that, he said, yes, Hanuman is right. And then he said that if even one comes to surrender to him with some ulterior motive, even if somebody comes to, you know, pretending to surrender to him and with an intention to cause harm to him, still he accepts him. Irrespective of our motive, irrespective of our ulterior motive, Krishna accepts those who even pretending to surrender to him. And then Ramchandra said that, and if one surrenders just once, then I take care of him throughout his life. If one surrenders just once, I take care of him throughout his life and even after life. So that is the benefit of surrendering to the Supreme Personality of God. We may come with a with some evil intention and pretend that we are surrendering, but the Lord accepts us, even though it was not genuine. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes we have seen, like two thieves came to steal him, steal the ornaments from his body. What happened to them? So this is how merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So those who have started, now mind you, Krishna is merciful, but Krishna as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is even more merciful. And a devotee of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you consider how merciful Srila Prabhupada is. He is even more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on our part, all we have to do is just surrender to Srila Prabhupada and accept his teachings with all sincerity. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Radha Golokananda ki. Shri Shri Gornitai ki. Shri Shri Prahlad Nishinghadev ki. Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare.